I'm delighted to welcome back to the show Bridget Lindquist. She's the executive director of the Espanola Valley Humane Society, and Nina Chiotasso, who is the community relations director there. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you for having us.
It's good to have you, as always. We're here to talk about the Kitten Festival. Because it's an animal subject and we just can't resist here on the Radio Cafe.
You're one of our huge animal supporters, and I love what you do for the local shelters. We, you know, every time this year we have a huge influx of kittens. It's just spring season hits, and next thing you know, we go from 50 to about, in this case, 293. Keep in mind
you
that
you have 293 kittens?
Yeah, it's appalling, isn't it? Well, and I, to be fair, it's a mix of kittens and cats, but let's say 90% are kittens.
Wow.
We got hit about a month and a half ago, and our little shelter really only accommodates 50 to 60 cats comfortably. So we're very grateful for a fostering network that expands our capacity, multiplies our capacity by four. And yet, we're anxious to get these cats into loving homes as quickly as possible, partly to give our foster parents a reprieve, and honestly, partly just to get these cats into a better situation. So that's where Nina comes in. She, of course, is in charge of everything that doesn't happen at the shelter. That's a pretty big bailiwick when you think about it.
Everything that doesn't happen at this animal shelter, that's pretty big.
Things here and there, yeah. So humane education, mobile adoption events, special programs, volunteers, things like that. But right now my focus is 100% cats and kittens. The Kitten Festival is going to be New Mexico's largest all-feline adoption event. So we're bringing about 100 cats and kittens to this event, which will reduce the load on some of our foster parents and quite a bit on the shelter. Our adoption room only accommodates about 30 cats and kittens, so only 30 are on display at any time. This is going to, you know, we'll have 30 still at the shelter on display, but then we'll have an additional 100 down at Petco this weekend. From 9 to 4, we're going to have every size and shape of cat and kitten you can imagine. So
Petco in Santa Fe.
Yes, here in
Cerrillos
Santa Fe.
Road.
Yes, Cerrillos. It'll be at the corner of St. Michael's and Cerrillos. So we'd love to have a line of folks outside the door starting when we get there at 9, because unless all these kitties get adopted, we really don't have a place to put them at the shelter.
And so there are kittens. How do they come to you?
Primarily, people have litters that they cannot take care of. Their cats are not spayed, and cats can have up to 3 litters comfortably a year. So if one cat is having 3 litters a year, that's already putting somewhere around 20 kittens from one single cat in our care. We don't have any additional resources to stop those people from breeding if they will not bring the cats to us. So education is key, but until they bring us the cats to get them spayed and neutered, which we do at the shelter, we just are faced with more and more of these kittens.
Yeah.
Do people care as much about getting a purebred cat as they do getting a purebred dog? In other words, there are some people who just say, I need to have a Jack Russell Terrier or a German Shepherd or whatever. A lot of cats, especially around here, are just cats.
Well, they're not just cats, but they are. They're generally your mixed breed cat. And I would say overall, that's not usually the case. But we do get a fair number of Siamese cats or Himalayans, once in a while a Persian, something like that. But usually people are more willing to go on personality of a cat. However, we do see that cats that are darker in color, so black and white tuxedo cats or black cats, are much slower to get adopted than something, you know, fluffy and white and light colored or unusual looking. So,
really?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that prejudices about a black cat crossing your path or something?
I think there's a little bit of superstition involved, but a lot of it, I think, is these cats just don't stand out in the cage. They're in these, you know, these dark little cubes, and people just pass right by the cage if the cat's not actively, you know, reaching its paw out, looking for that, you know, that special someone. So it's, in some ways, it's just a visual issue.
Yeah, and a good example of that is Ace. He's a 5-year-old tuxedo cat that we've had at the shelter since January, and we're hoping he should become our poster child, I think, for this marathon event. We're hoping to get him placed after you know, languishing for 7 months. It's a long time to spend at any shelter.
Absolutely, and he's great with kids. He's fabulous with other cats. He grooms the other cats in the cat room. he's a really easygoing guy, and he'd love just a big old couch to spend his days on rather than staying inside that metal cage.
The nice thing about cats is, compared to dogs, is that they require very little actual work on the part of the owner.
Yeah.
You don't have to walk them.
No, I
do. All you have to do is feed them and occasionally clean their litter box.
Yeah, and if they should happen to brush up against you and, you know, exchange a moment of affection, well, that's a good thing.
Yep. And it's easier to have more than one cat, too, I think, than it is to have more than one dog.
I'm learning that the hard way. This is a three-cat, two-dog household that sits in front of you. How many animals are you up to now, Mary Charlotte?
Oh, I just have three small dogs.
Oh, just.
And no cats, because one of the dogs would eat them if they came in.
Yeah. Well, we have one cat that would probably be much larger than any of your dogs. His name is Orange Tom. He's probably about a 20-pounder, long hair, orange male, very, very friendly, sturdy boy. But I don't think he would take any bull from any dogs either. So if you're looking for a feline addition, he might be a good one.
I mean, that sounds like some entertainment for the whole family.
Yeah.
I'm just so impressed that he came to mind.
Yeah.
It's like, go ahead, sell Orange Tom. We can do this.
Yeah, no, tell us about some of your other cats. You've named them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody has names. You know, they're not just numbers. Everyone has personality and everyone has, you know, a story when they come to us. So it's a matter of getting to know that story and who they are and finding a good match for them. Figaro is one of my personal favorites. I'm a little biased. I was at the shelter when he came in a Tupperware box. No air holes poked. Two children said they had found him. We suspect that it was actually their cat, and they knew that what he had going on had been going on for way too long. So when you open the box, you knew that there was something wrong with this cat because he was not moving. So it turned out that he had an embedded collar, which means that the collar was put on him as a very tiny kitten. It had actually wrapped around his leg and had been there for so long that he was in very, very serious condition. So our vet came in on a Sunday afternoon to basically do an emergency procedure to remove the collar from under his leg and around his neck, put him back together, but the recovery was a very, very long process for him. So he arrived when he was probably 8 or 10 weeks old, and now he's about 7 or 8 months old, and he's at that hard-to-place age because he's a little bit of a teenager, and he'd like to romp and play, but he's not that sweet and snuggly teeny kitten that everybody wants.
But is he fully recovered?
He's fully recovered, yeah. She was actually able to put his leg back in place, that he should have no complications. His fur has grown entirely back over it, so he has no scars. All he has is, you know, the story behind it as to why he's still there, and he's been there for probably about 5 months now. So
the story, which he will gladly tell you if you speak cat.
Exactly, if you speak cat or if you speak to one of us, we'd be happy to tell you. But he's a beautiful boy, long hair, black and white, big golden eyes, really, really sweet guy, and he just needs a chance because really he's been raised at the shelter, and that's not what we want for any of our kitties.
So it's a great big cat festival, kitten festival happening this coming weekend and Saturday, July 25th at Petco as well. Is that the main location?
That's the only location. Yep, it's going to be in Petco. We will be inside. There's going to be goodies for everybody who comes. Every cat will be spayed or neutered and vaccinated, dewormed. Adoption fee for everybody is going to be $40, kittens and cats. And they go home with you right there. So we would love to go home empty-handed.
Can you get two for the price of one?
No, I don't think so. But
we're not going to do a fire sale as it goes on.
Yeah, no. I don't like to use the term sale when it comes to, you know, living things. But but we will. You know, we'll do what we can to get as many of them adopted as possible.
And if you're not in the market for a cat, one other way you could help is to drop by some litter or cat food. You can imagine with 300 cats, we're going through it like water right now. And we're kind of at a desperate state, crisis state, in terms of food litter for cats. So drop by any sort of dry product at Petco. There's a bin there to receive it. You can come anytime they're open and support this project.
Absolutely. And cat toys are also welcome.
Oh,
these guys get a little bit bored when they're in these cages all day long.
That's
so
right.
If you pick up a $2 pack of little fur mice, that would really make a kitty's day. So you can also drop those things off at Petco.
Bridget Lindquist is the executive director of the Española Valley Humane Society. Nina Chiotasso is with that wonderful organization as well. And what is your website?
Our website is evalleyshelter.org. If you want to call the shelter, you can reach us at 753-8662. But go check out our website. It's a great way to look around for the right animal. Most of the cats you see displayed there will be at Petco on Saturday.
Excellent. Thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.